And all right, that's my cue, broadcasting from Foothill College. It's BKFGC, Los Altos Hills. May the 4th be with you.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
I'm a Jedi.
You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi.
Jedi. I am a Jedi. I am a Jedi. Like my father before me.
Zerbeet. Jedi. Zerbeet. Jedi. Zerbeet.
The force is with you, young Skywalker.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Princess, she's here?
Princess.
The princess, she's here?
Princess.
Where is she?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
The princess, she's here?
Princess.
Where is she?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
She's beautiful.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Who is she? She's beautiful. for a stormtrooper. Too short for a stormtrooper. Too short for a stormtrooper. Too short for a stormtrooper.
Huh? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
I don't know who you are or where you came from. From now on, you do as I tell you, okay?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Do you think a princess and a guy like me?
No.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kenobi, you're my only hope.
You think a princess and a guy like me?
No.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
You think a princess and a guy like me?
No.
I see why they call you the best bounty hunter in the galaxy.
I am Boba Fett. I am Boba Fett. I am Boba Fett. I am Boba Fett. The ship you seek is nearby.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man. Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
I am Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
I am Boba Fett. The ship you seek is nearby.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
I take it you have no love of the Empire. I take it you have no love of the Empire. I take it you have no love of the Empire.
I see why they call you the best bounty hunter in the galaxy.
If he doesn't survive, he's worth a lot to me.
He's all yours. He's all yours. He's all yours. He's all yours.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me. What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me. Doesn't survive, he's worth a lot to me.
I have made contact with the rebels and all is proceeding as you wish, Darth Vader. I have made contact with the rebels and all is proceeding as you wish, Darth Vader.
89.7 FM, Skull Time for Kids. Enjoying our little tribute to Star Wars. In the background, we're listening to a little Super Genius from the Star Wars Breakbeats release.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me. Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold. Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold. Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Well, and we've got a very special story for you today. That's right. We've got the story of the Ewoks Join the Fight. A very special story from the Star Wars collection. Kind of a rare one for you. Big thanks going out to Magic Jack for coming up with this little gem. Let's go time for kids, Captain Jack. We got a rollicking show coming up. Don't forget the entertainment calendar. Concert Outlook coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We have some other goofy little tidbits for you, but don't forget this is happening.
Let the mayhem begin.
Yes, it's the return of the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival. Saturday night, Mayhem the 4th, 7 to 11 p.m., room 5015 on the Foothill College campus.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before.
A $5 donation benefits KFJC, and there's no cost for parking.
And where did you acquire this useless information, you tiresome thesaurus?
16mm films, the vinyl of visuals. Cartoons, movie trailers, old commercials, short subjects.
My joy, my heaven on earth, my very paradise.
Saturday night, Mayhem the 4th, 7 to 11 p.m., room 5015 on the Foothill College campus. Go to kfjc.org for more information.
This is going to be fun!
May the 4th be with you for Psychotronic. KFJC, your source for the Psychotronic.
That ought to be a lot of fun indeed. Whoop, let me try that again. A lot of fun indeed. Let's listen to some more breakbeat action and then we'll come up with our story shortly. 89.7 FM, Skull Time for Kids, Captain Jack, celebrating May the 4th be with you a little early on May 1st. KFJC, your wave of interstellar space travel.
Return the stolen plans to the princess. She may yet be of some use to us.
Unlock 1, 5, 7, and 9 release chunks. 316 report to control.
There's no one on board, sir. According to the log, the crew abandoned ship right after takeoff.
Send a scanning crew aboard. I want every part of this ship checked.
Yes, sir.
Presence I've not felt since.
Solo and his passengers cautiously emerge from the Millennium Falcon. They quickly overcome two troopers standing guard and steal their uniforms. Luke and Han Solo enter the corridor dressed as Imperial stormtroopers. The robots lead them to one of the battle station systems control terminals.
We found the computer outlet, sir.
Plug in. You should be able to interpret the entire Imperial network.
Says he's found the main controls to the power beam that's holding the ship here. A power loss at one of the terminals will allow the ship to leave.
I don't think your boys can help. I must go alone. Your destiny lies along a different path from mine. The Force will be with you. Always.
As Ben leaves, R2 discovers a staggering piece of information. Princess Leia is being held in the Death Star's detention block. And 3PO's interpretation ends on a chilling note.
I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated.
Oh, no.
Better her than me.
She's rich.
Rich?
Rich, powerful. Listen, if you were to rescue her, the reward would be...
What?
Well, more wealth than you can imagine.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit.
You'll get it. I better.
Still in troopers' uniforms, Luke and Han move to the detention center, with Chewbacca posing as a prisoner. Once inside, they overpower the guard and begin their search for the princess.
We gotta find out which cell this princess of yours is in. Here it is. 2187. You go and get her. I'll hold him here.
The guard's communicator beeps, and Han must answer the call.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Han answers the question with a blast from his laser pistol.
Boring conversation anyway. Luke, we're gonna have company!
But Luke ignores the warning and continues to Leia's cell. There, the sleeping princess stirs and faces Luke.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Huh? Oh, the uniform.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
You're who?
I'm here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
Come on.
Reports of the princess's attempted escape soon reach the ears of Governor Tarkin and Lord Vader.
Governor Tarkin, we have an emergency alert in detention block AA-23.
The princess? Put all sections on alert.
Obi-Wan is here. The Force is with him.
If you're right, he must not be allowed to escape.
Escape is not his plan. I must face him alone.
In another part of the battle station, Solo, Luke, and Princess Leia find themselves trapped.
Can't get out that way.
Looks like you managed to cut up our only escape route.
Maybe you'd like it back in your cell, Your Highness. I can't hold off forever. Now what?
This is some rescue. When you came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
He's the brain, sweetheart.
Well, I didn't.
What the hell are you doing?
Somebody has to save our skins.
The princess blasts a hole in the metal bucket.
Into the parachute, flyboy!
Get in there! Get in there, you big furry! I don't care what you smell! Get in there, you furry!
The four fugitives tumble down a dark chute, find themselves in a large room filled with garbage and muck.
Garbage? A really wonderful idea! What an incredible smell you've discovered.
It could be worse.
It's worse.
Suddenly, the walls begin to rumble and close relentlessly in. Fugitives are trapped in a huge garbage compactor.
The walls are moving!
Don't just stand there! Try and brace it with something!
Wait a minute! 3PO! Come in, 3PO! 3PO! Get on top! Could he be? 3PO!
One thing's for sure, we're all gonna be a lot thinner.
R2-D2 and 3PO stand by at the control center.
Thank goodness they haven't found them. Where could they be? Use the comlink. Oh my, I forgot. I turned it off. Are you there, sir?
3PO!
We've had some problems.
Will you shut up and listen to me? Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level, will you? Do you call me? Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level! Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level!
No! Shut them all down! Hurry!
R2-D2 feeds the information to the main computer. And below decks, the deadly walls shudder to a halt.
What? Hey, open the pressure maintenance hatch, don't you remember? Where are we?
326-3827!
Ben has finally reached the computer regulating the tractor beam, which holds their ship prisoner. After adjusting the terminal, the old Jedi edges his way into the shadows, unnoticed by stormtrooper guards. Meanwhile, the others move into position to make their run for the Millennium Falcon and freedom.
There she is.
C-3PO, do you copy?
Yes, sir. Are you safe?
For the moment. We're in the main hangar across from the ship. We're right above you. Stand by.
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Nice. Come on.
Get back to the ship!
Are you going to come back?
But the lone star pilot is off after the troopers, with Chewie chasing behind him. The two race down a subway towards the main hangar, with Vader's men in rapid pursuit.
We think they may be splitting up. They may be on level 5 and 6 now, sir.
Please close the blast doors.
Open the blast doors. Open the blast doors.
Ben has made his way to the tunnels leading to the starship hangar. As he is about to emerge, a dark and ominous presence appears.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil does.
The Galactic Warriors ignite their laser swords and begin combat. But Ben seems to be under increasing pressure and strain, as if an invisible weight were pressing upon him.
Jabba wa ninjiko, babusha ni taitani wa nyaruska. Askinyawi kuchusu. Askinyawi kuchusu. Sombi jale, maratam tika makichisa. Jabba wa ninjiko, Jabba wa ninjiko. Jabba wa ninjiko, babusha ni taitani wa nyaruska.
Ухли Юма. Честно куту так триста кренко. Я Оска.
Yes, I bet you have.
I believe it. believe it. I don't 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 believe it.
That is why you fail.
Music programming on KFJC is supported in part by Streetlight Records in San Jose. Streetlight buys, sells, and trades new and used compact discs, records, and DVDs. Streetlight features live in-store performances from artists around the world. Streetlight Records is located at 980 South Bascom Avenue in San Jose, and the phone number is 408-292-1404.
Time for the Concert Outlook with Morris Minor and Cinder Rohrer.
DiMuzio, Greenleaf, and Wobbly do the Humpty at Center for New Music Wednesday, Mayhem 1st.
Swans, Prendergast at Great American Music Hall Thursday, Mayhem 2nd.
The New Mosquitoes get macheted at the Caravan Lounge, Mayhem 3rd.
Witch Vomit, Raw Dogs, Eli's Mile High Club Friday, Mayhem 3rd.
KFJC's Psychotronics Film Festival prevaricates Room 5015 on the Foothill College campus Saturday, Mayhem 4.
Steve Ignorant prays classical at the Great American Music Hall Wednesday, May 8th.
Jacob Felix Hewley talks too softly to understand at Temescal Art Center Saturday, Mayhem 11.
Optic Sync and Jeweled Snakes hiss into the Stork Club Wednesday, Mayhem 15th.
Jonathan Richmond roadrunners into the Henry Miller Library in Big Sur Thursday, Mayhem 16.
Buckethead Meeps the Catalyst Thursday, Mayhem 16th.
Carlos Gifoni Tantums the Lab Saturday, Mayhem 18th.
Decapitated head over to the DNA Lounge Saturday, Mayhem 18th.
A Stop Making Sense Q&A with Jerry Harrison at the Quarry Theater UC Santa Cruz Saturday, Mayhem 18th.
Heartworm, Dominic Cramp, and Liver Cancer along with others Squibcake Center for New Music Sunday, Mayhem 19th.
Gogol Bordello Hasselbrinks UC Theater Berkeley Saturday, Mayhem 25th.
Heavy Psych Soundfest Smash and Grab outside the park side Saturday and Sunday, Mayhem 25th and 26th.
Guitar Wolf Coyotes Bottom of the Hill Sunday, Mayhem 26th.
Philip Greenleaf, Nels Klein, and Scott Amendola Trim the Ivy Room, Mayhem 29th.
The Concert Outlook is a presentation of the KFJC Promotions Department and airs daily at 5:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. It can also be found online at kfjc.org. For the Concert Outlook and Morris Minor, I'm Cinder Rohrer.
Well, all of my little friends out there, it's time for the entertainment calendar. That's right, the entertainment calendar for Wednesday, Mayhem, first year of our Lord 2024. Let's see, we've got Bash for the World happening at the Fillmore. I don't think that's the Bash for End of All Times or the Last Bash or any of those. It's just Bash for the World. Juliet Ivy Christiane are at the rickshaw stop. Danny Lux is at the Regency Grand Ballroom. Unprocessed is at the Neck of the Woods. Violent Femmes are at the Warfield. Steve Mason is independent. Rich Kids on LSD, Cigar and Seized Up are at the bottom of the hill this evening. Andy Schauf and Lutalo are at the chapel. You got Fuzz Attack, Hyperdrive Kittens, and Elegant Trash at the Ivory Room over there in the East Bay. James Wavy, we've got some James Wavy in our library, I believe, recently. System Exclusive and Maya Songbird are at the Star Club this evening. Finally, down there in the lowly down the San Jose way, you got Comedy Night happening at the Caravan Lounge, and that is free. You got Mariachi El Bronx at the Catalyst, and then finally, Andre 3000 is way down there, way down south at the Henry Miller Library. There you have it, the entertainment calendar, concert outlook for today, Mayhem First. Well, our showstopper story is coming up next. Are you ready for it? That's right. Ewoks Join the Fight. Our May the 4th be with you. Showstopper story, 89.7 FM. KFJC, Skull Time for Kids. Don't forget Sports Middles coming up in about 21 minutes. Kevin Odante, Gus Lignos, and all that merriment. Stay tuned.
This is the story of the Ewoks Join the Fight. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep like this. Let's begin now. Brave rebel forces faced their most dangerous threat from the evil empire. The Dark Lord, Darth Vader, was building a new and more powerful Death Star. And for protection, this evil fortress was being constructed behind an invisible deflector shield. The Death Star had to be destroyed, or the flickering flame of freedom would die. All rebel fighters met at fleet headquarters to plan their attack. Princess Leia addressed them.
Once that deflector shield is down, our ships can attack the Death Star. But first, a small strike team must go to the moon of Endor, find the shield generator, and blow it up. I know it's a dangerous mission, but we need volunteers.
Leia was surprised to see Han Solo stand up.
Chewie and I are ready, Your Highness.
I'm with you too, Leia.
They all turned to see Luke Skywalker.
And let's not forget R2 and 3PO.
R2-D2 beeped happily at C-3PO. But the golden droid shook his head.
No, I don't think exciting is the right word, R2.
No sooner had the rebels landed on Endor than they were spotted by Imperial scouts. Han drew his laser.
Chewie and I will take care of this.
But two scouts escaped on speeder bikes. Leia signaled to Luke.
We've got to stop them from reporting in. I'll take the one on the right.
She leaped onto a spare speeder bike and roared after the fleeing scout. The scout pulled a blaster and fired back at Leia just before he collided with a tree. Her bike tumbled into the bushes. As Leia's vision cleared, a furry 3-foot creature came into focus. She jumped back as he poked at her with a spear.
Ouch! Hey, cut that out! I'm not going to hurt you. Don't be afraid.
The tiny creature lowered his weapon. Leia patted his head.
That's it. Let's be friends.
Suddenly, there was a rustle behind them. The bear-like creature quickly hid himself.
Double.
Leia spun around to see an Imperial scout. He yanked her roughly to her feet.
Surrender, rebel spy.
Without warning, a furry hand poked out of the bushes and jabbed the scout with a crude knife.
Ow!
Leia quickly knocked out the scout. She smiled at her tiny rescuer.
Thanks for the help. Now we'd better get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Luke returned to the forest clearing after his speeder bike chase.
Well, Han, that's one less Imperial to worry about.
Great, kid. But where's Leia?
She didn't come back? We'd better start looking for her.
C-3PO followed the others off into the woods.
Don't worry, Master Luke. With R2's scanner, we'll find the princess.
After a short march, R2 beeped excitedly. 3PO translated.
R2 says the speeder bikes are right up. Oh, dear.
Han grimly inspected the smashed bikes.
I hope Leia's okay.
Chewbacca sniffed the air and rushed off. Not far away, he found a tall steak with meat dangling from it. His furry hand snatched one of the tempting morsels. Luke shouted,
Wait, don't!
A large net sprang up and yanked the entire group into the air. Trapped in a tangle of arms and legs, Han removed a Wookiee paw from his mouth.
Nice, Chewie. Always thinking of your stomach.
R2-D2's cutting arm shot out and sliced through the net. Everyone toppled to the ground. They sat up to find themselves surrounded by dozens of tiny bear-like creatures holding very convincing spears. Luke blinked.
What are they, 3PO?
C-3PO listened to their squeaky language.
They're Ewoks, Master Luke. I'll try and speak with them.
When the Ewoks heard C-3PO talk to them in their own language, they dropped their spears and bowed before him. 3PO was dazed.
Oh, dear. They seem to think I'm some sort of god.
Then get us out of this, your greatness.
Growled Han. But instead, they were tied up and taken through the woods, while C-3PO was carried like a king. A surprised Leia met the captive rebels when they reached the Ewok village high in the treetops.
Oh, no! 3PO, tell the Ewoks to let our friends go.
I'm sorry, Princess, but they don't trust humans.
Luke knew only the Force could save them.
3PO, tell them to release us or you'll use your magic.
The shining droid then rose into the air and spun around like a golden top.
Oh, dear!
Double, my!
The frightened Ewok chief ordered all the prisoners to be freed at once. That night in the chief's hut, the little creature that had helped Leia chattered excitedly. C-3PO translated.
His name is Wicket, and he is telling the chief about the evil Imperial scouts. He is asking the tribe to help us.
The Ewoks then shouted their agreement. They vowed to fight the Empire. Han grinned.
Well, short help is better than no help.
Luke whispered to Leia.
I must go to the Death Star and try to save Darth Vader. There is good in him. You see, he is my father.
At dawn, the Ewoks led the rebels to the shield generator bunker. Leia checked her watch.
We've got to get that shield down soon. The fleet is already on its way to the Death Star.
An Ewok scout looked at four Imperial guards and got an idea. He climbed on one of the guards' speeder bikes and roared away. The guards chased after it. Han was impressed.
Not bad for a little ball of fuzz.
With guns drawn, the Rebel strike team stormed through the bunker door and into the main control room.
Nobody move.
The captured controllers watched helplessly as the Rebels began setting their explosive charges. Leia glanced at one of the monitors.
Hurry, Han! Look! The Rebel fleet is being attacked by Imperial ships!
Blasted! With a shield up, the fleet is trapped!
That is correct, Rebel scum.
Han spun around to see the room filling with armed stormtroopers. The Rebels had to surrender. Outside, Wicket watched the bunker anxiously. When his friends were led out as prisoners, the Ewok attack call was sounded. Fearlessly, the little creatures attacked with their crude weapons. An Ewok hang glider sailed through the skies overhead. Its cargo of heavy stones rained down on the startled guards. Then, tiny arrows flew from tiny bows. The Imperial troops were not about to be defeated by a bunch of teddy bears. But before they could attack, one of the Ewoks chopped through some vine ropes and released a pile of logs. The giant tree trunks crashed down on the stormtroopers. A two-legged Imperial walker lumbered into the battle with its laser cannons blazing. Wicket gave a signal. A shower of boulders flew from primitive catapults. The walker crashed to the ground. In the confusion, Han and Chewbacca raced back into the bunker. Han set the charges.
Let's go, Chewie. We only have a few seconds to get out.
The two dove for cover just as the bunker went up in flames. Leia cheered.
We did it! The shield is down!
Now the Rebel fleet was free to attack. The ships fired powerful missiles at the Death Star. There was a blinding explosion. The Ewoks and the strike team looked to the sky. Leia smiled.
The Death Star was destroyed.
That night, the Ewoks celebrated around a bonfire. But the Rebels were too worried about Luke to join in. Suddenly, R2-D2 began to beep joyfully. There was Luke.
I escaped, but Vader is dead. I tried to save him, but it was too late.
Leia hugged him. Then the happy Rebels joined the celebration. They had won their freedom at last. That was the end of the story. If you would like to hear it again, turn the tape over. Thank you.
Aye, there's one set for stun. AG9.7 FM. Skull time for kids. May the 4th be with you. Speaking of may the 4th be with you, look who's here. Hello.
Robin Emmett here. This Saturday night, the 4th will be with us because on May 4th, KFJC's got its next Psychotronic Film Festival.
Wow.
And 7 to 11 p.m. right here at Ground Zero, Foothill College, room 5015. $5 donation benefits KFJC. It's been a $5 donation since we started 32 years ago, so it's the best deal on the planet. And lots of screwy stuff, you know, old commercials, that kind of the stuff that Captain Jack plays.
Very good. Now, is there going to be a Star Wars theme?
Well, you know, I don't know what, we never know what movies are going to play. And right. it's kind of like driftwood, whatever washes up on the shoreline.
Well, earlier I was out by the water cooler, literally, and the rumors were going around that there might be a Hardware Wars appearance.
Well, you know, there's always a possibility, but I can't promise or guarantee.
All right. Well, maybe you should wink, wink, nudge, nudge, put in a request.
I'll definitely do
that. All right. That would be great. Oh, it's always my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, that will be a lot of fun, Bob. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And what time does it start again?
It starts at 7 o'clock and goes to about 11.
7 o'clock.
And nothing but 16mm films, the vinyl of visuals.
And if you go back on our archive, Robert had a great interview earlier this week.
That's
on
right.
ThoughtLine
on
with
Monday.
Scott
yeah.
and who else?
Scott, Paul,
Scott
and Sci-Fi Bob.
Sci-Fi Bob called in too.
Yeah.
I missed that part. I'll have to listen back. I heard most of it. I did not hear the Sci-Fi Bob part. I'll have to go back and check that out. It was fun.
Awfully fun.
The history. Yeah. Yes. 32 years since 1992. Wow. Amazing. Congratulations. We're not getting any younger. So they'll be busting out the 16mm projectors and the films this Saturday night right here on the Foothill College campus.
Yeah. Benefit for KFJC.
And Bob, you stick around. I hear you're doing sports middle tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to stand in with Kev tonight.
Aye, that'll be nice. Well, we'll look forward to hearing you. Coming up in just a few minutes, 6 o'clock straight up. KFJC. Captain Jack, well, it's been a lot of fun. We're going to leave you with the fact that Wunderlich Garden County Park is featuring 942 hillside acres of mixed evergreen forest, chaparral, open meadows, coast redwoods, and the Folger Estate Historic Site. Built in 1905 for coffee magnate James Folger. Horse stables offer beginner trail rides, horseback riding lessons, pony rides, as well as a riding day camp for children and boarding services for horse owners. Bring your horse on. Come on down. The local history museum is open on weekends. Wunderlich County Park is located at 4040 Woodside Road in the town of Woodside. For more park details, see smcgov.org/parks/Wunderlich-park. I'm not going to repeat that again. Well, Captain Jack, it's been a lot of fun, and we'll leave you with a couple more stories. Toodaloo! We'll see you next week. And again, may the 4th be with you. See you this weekend, Psychotronics. And coming up next, Sports Middle. Captain Jack, toodaloo! What the heck is that? I never heard that in my entire life.
Destroy them ship to ship and get the crews to their fighters.